Randy Gooch is in our studio this morning. He is the director of programs with C2C. Been a little bit since we've chatted, but good morning to you.
Good morning.
Glad to
be with you.
Glad to have you back in here. I was looking on your social media, I must admit, a couple of weeks ago, and you had a pretty big announcement on there. You're starting up a new podcast, as I understand it.
Yeah. So this is kind of a little bit of a side gig. It's something that... back during COVID, I thought I wanted to do a podcast, but just didn't have the bandwidth. With the job that I was in at that point in time, family and everything, I just didn't quite get it off. But since I've retired from public schools back in July and moved to the C2C work, I've gotten a little bit of headspace. And so we're getting ready to launch this thing in January.
I guess the big question is, what is the podcast going to be all about? Tell us a little bit about that.
All right. Well, I guess probably the title of it's going to tell you a little bit. It's Lead, Learn, Laugh, and Grow. And I've been doing some mentoring and coaching and leadership speaking over the past several years. And just looking for an avenue to take that maybe to a little bit wider audience. And, one way to do that is write a book. I'm not really the author type, although I'm not ever ruling that out. But I've always been intrigued with radio and that sort of thing. And podcasts are definitely very popular. So that's where we're going. It's going to be a format where I'll be the host. I'll have at least one guest per episode, and we're just going to talk about their leadership journey and some things that might apply to emerging leaders, seasoned leaders, and hopefully it'll be kind of entertaining. People learn a lot about some people in roles that they may not know about.
No doubt about it. Whenever I looked on your Facebook page, you had a couple of other people that were going to be joining you on this podcast. David Nivens, I believe, and Jill Brown. Tell us a little bit about them, if you will.
Sure. David is a business leader in Columbia, Missouri. At one time, he had a pretty large tech operation, that business that serviced schools, school districts. He got out of that, and then he went into... purchase Como okay. Business Times,
yeah.
Como
okay.
Magazine, those sort of, so
a lot of
very
publications.
Much into the marketing, the driving that. So he's just, I met him in my work with the Career Center over there, and we became friends, and we've been talking, and he's agreed to be on that first episode. We'll kind of have a theme. The theme for that is Be the Bison. And if I can share just a little
Please.
Bit about the bison story, I think it's a good one.
Do it.
So last Christmas, my kids gave me a wallet, and it was made by a guy in Kansas City who handcrafts things. And they told me, this is kind of neat. This is made out of bison hide. So I ran into this guy a few months later at an event, and I said, hey, you know, I got a really nice wallet. He goes, do you mind if I tell you why I like building things or making things out of bison hide? And I said, sure, it sounds great. And he said, okay, first of all, I can guarantee its sourcing is 100% American. He goes, I really like that. He goes, also, the way they process bison hide, it ends up being stronger in its process form than cowhide. So it's durable, lasts long. And then he goes, but here, third, here's the real reason. He said, when bison are out on the range and a storm comes up, the bison gather up, and they drive right into the storm and run through it.
Wow.
He said, now cattle on the opposite, they kind of try to run, they scatter. They spend actually more time in the storm than the bison who drive through it. So I thought, it blew my mind.
Yeah.
And I said, Chad, I got to use that when I'm talking about this. This is a great leadership example because so often we put off those hard decisions, those difficult conversations, thinking it'll get easier or it'll go away. And rarely it does. And we end up spending more time. We're cattle. We're trying to avoid that tough thing. And this is just a fantastic leadership lesson. So David is going to kind of tell some of his story about some difficult things and hard decisions that he's made as a leader and pushing through that and the lessons he kind of learns that parallel along with that story.
Be a bison. I like that.
Be the bison.
Take
yes.
that with me today and think a little bit more about that.
It's but a good yeah, one. It's
I
a
think
good one.
It is. What does it take to launch a podcast would be my next question. What do you have to do? Do you have to buy equipment, microphones, all the other?
So there's a lot of different entryways. That's part of the thing. Guess what I did to learn about this? I went and listened to some podcasts, how to start podcasts. And there's some good ones out there. And, you know, yeah, there's a little bit of equipment. It doesn't have to be super expensive, but you can obviously spend a lot. The technology that's helping support that is awesome. I'm using a hosting site called Buzzsprout. They help you get listed in all the directories that you need to so people can find you. There's a lot of helps in there. There's some really interesting new AI-supported software. One is called Descript. I love it. You put your sound file in it. It gives a transcript, and you don't have to edit the actual waveforms. You can do it on the transcript. If you want to take out all the uhs, you tell it to take out all the uhs. It does it on the transcript, does it in your sound files. So really cool stuff like that. So there's great resources out there. There's a lot of people a lot smarter than me, and I'm fumbling through the beginning of this and learning it. And but there's help out there.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, where can people view this at? Is it going to be on YouTube?
Okay, I will not be on YouTube okay. initially because that requires a video requirement. So right now we're just doing this audio. It's a little bit simpler as we get through the learning curve. It might graduate to that. But Spotify, Apple, Amazon, any place you get podcasts, we should be up. And you can always go to my website, which is rmleadership.com if you're having trouble finding it, and there'll be a player on there where you can listen to that.
Very awesome. It's
Lead, Learn, Laugh, and Grow.
And Randy Gooch is going to be your host on this new podcast, January the 6th, 2025, the launch date.
Absolutely.
All right. Want to wish you the best of luck, and I appreciate you coming in this morning.
Well, thank you, Matt, for having me.